This is the Michael Bryan Show.
Inspire, empower, and educate with Kent Lewis. Kent, what have you overcome or achieved?
Well, I basically in 2013 woke up one day after 13 years of running my own agency, and I wanted to walk away from my own business. I would have given it away. And I had to overcome that urge to quit my own company and rebuild it and completely from the ground up and over the next 9 years. And then I exited in 2022.
What steps did you take to get the business to the point where you could move on and then start something new?
Yeah. Well, the first step was the backstory was I'd had a bad day with, you know, wanted to fire an employee, wanted to fire a client, another client wanted to fire me. I felt out of touch and frustrated with myself, my team, my clients. So I was laying in bed with my young son who was, you know, he needed to fall asleep with a parent in the bed, and he's on the top bunk, his younger brother's on the lower bunk, and I was 3 feet from the ceiling staring at it. And I don't know if you've seen the movie Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise from many decades ago, or at least like 15 plus years ago. And I felt like I was the Tom Cruise's character, Jerry Maguire, and I needed that Jerry Maguire moment. I needed an inspiration. I needed a manifesto. So that night I stayed up till 1 a.m. writing what became the Anvil Credo. And I boiled it down from 50 thoughts of what would get me to work, go to work in the morning, to 10 statements that were truths that I needed to have clarity. And that I then asked my team to sign a document, giving them 48 hours roughly to think about and sign on, say, I agree with these truths, this credo, or they would leave. And within 48 hours, 72 hours, half my team left. And within 12 months, the other half left. And in short, to boil down why I think that happened was my team had been with me. I'm in digital marketing and there's no degrees. So I had to hire and train my own people. And in the heyday, the phone would ring, people would send emails. I built the business just being one of the first in the business back in 1996. And by late 2000s, the late teens or early teens, I should say, that no longer worked. And so the team had gotten used to me covering for them, and that no longer worked. And so my credo was about accountability, and I had changed the game. I had changed rules, and the people with me didn't like that. And they could throw a bunch of other excuses or ideas on why it happened. But in the end, I said, I need a team that's accountable, that's growth-minded, that's willing to step up. And that created a magnet that repelled most of the existing team, and it attracted others that were inspired by the credo. I didn't think the credo was inspiring just enough to a box to live in, but other people came and we rebuilt from there the team, then the processes, restructured the relationship with the clients and how we did the work, and fired a few clients. Other clients left, and we ended up with a way better team that was a better fit for the credo, and clients that appreciated what we were doing. And then eventually we just sunsetted the credo. It was no longer needed. But those steps were critical. The other lesson and step I took was moving from focusing on the client experience, the customer experience, or CX, to the employee experience, EX. So it was all about customer retention or employee retention and employee engagement. And my first 2 years, and from 2013 and 2014, my employee turnover was 100%. And then it went down to 60 and 50 and 40. And by the last 3 years, from 2019 through 2022, it was down at 10%. And that's what increased my valuation. And in 2019, I was at the 11th hour of selling. I had a buy-sell agreement ready to go from an interested buyer. And I backed out because I wasn't quite done rebuilding the company. So I went from not wanting to work there to wanting to finish my journey. And in 2022, in March, when I sold, it was my multiple was 1.5 times higher. So I made significantly more money by finishing my journey.
What will go down as the three biggest lessons, Kent, that you took from all of that? It sounds like there's a lot there.
There's a lot, but if I were to simplify, I'd say the first lesson was to deconstruct what we call the E-myth. The entrepreneur myth is work on the business, not in the business. And for most entrepreneurs come from being a subject matter expert, like a graphic designer, to running a graphic design firm. And then there's running the business, there's running people, I get that it's important that you are spending more time not taking client calls and doing the client work and working on building your teams and bigger relationships and running the books and all of that. But I, in the world of digital, I took it a little too literally, a little too quickly, and I stepped out of all client work, and I started managing the team and partnerships and doing the marketing, and that's all good, except I lost touch with my craft, digital marketing. You know, after say 15 years, I stopped understanding what my team was doing, and that made it hard to be a lead salesperson and market it when I didn't fully understand what they were doing. They resented me for not knowing it. So my point is, I started to get it reinvested in the business and the craft of what we did working in the business, just enough to stay fresh and appreciate my team and the challenges with the clients and staying up on the craft. That was lesson number one. Lesson number two was putting regular communication cadences in place. So I had been, you know, talking with the team regularly, but I didn't have structure to our culture. So I developed a cadence of having 15-minute meetings with every employee at least monthly, and at least 30-minute meetings monthly with key members of my direct reports, you know, 2 to 3 people. That was time for them to talk to me and tell me what are they proud of? What are they stuck on? How can I help? And that dramatically helped lower some barriers and build some trust and transparency. And that was really, really important. And then the last lesson was having regular check-ins with my clients. Two of my employees in 2012 stole my two biggest clients, left and started a competing agency. They took my intellectual property. They took a couple big accounts. And then over time, they took some employees. And I learned that my structure was in a way that I let them fully have a relationship with the clients without me being involved, and allowed them to hijack the relationship. And so I built in a cadence of checking with clients at least twice a year. Built in a net promoter score survey so I could stay up on what their needs were they being met, and were there any members of the team that were particularly awesome or were struggling to deliver, and that I didn't lose another client again after that.
Would you do anything differently, Kent, if you could go back? Would you change anything?
Absolutely. I mean, as much as I was frustrated with my team, they were rightfully frustrated with me. So the first thing I didn't realize I was doing was I blindly trusted people. So this is the Lee Iacocca, the former chairman of Chrysler Corporation, big automotive company. He had a quote, something like, hire great people and get out of their way, to summarize it. And that's what I did. I hired a gal that was a competitive marathoner. She had been a client. She came to me and said, I want to work with you. And for 14 years, we worked together, and she was a rock star. She was attractive, so men liked her. She was smart, so women appreciated and respected her. But unfortunately, she was running my team under the auspices of fear. She wanted to look good to me, and she would do anything at any expense to make sure she looked good. And she wouldn't let the team tell me what was really going on. If there were mistakes, she threatened to fire them. So when I found out, I naturally fired her and said, we don't work under, you know, a fear management of fear. And so what I learned was hire great people, and then grow the business together, go the same direction. So that requires understanding their strengths, their interests, their knowledge and experience, and creating a Venn diagram where in the middle, you've got them doing what they're good at and what they enjoy doing, and kind of change the view that, so you see their peak only and you don't look at their valleys because others round that out. It was very expensive for me to have to replace her with others that had trouble filling her shoes because she was really good at a lot of what she did. It was her management style that was deadly and toxic. So I learned to make sure that I'm hiring great people, but setting them up to succeed by providing the right levels of support and training, and constantly encouraging them to be open about any struggles, because they were afraid to tell me, her and other layers below her, that they had messed up in any way. And it would have been easy to fix those things. Instead, they metastasized and became major issues that lost clients or employees left when they could have been fixed. Little things became big things. So hire great people and then help them to succeed. Give them the tools and the support. Don't just get out of the way. I just blindly trusted this really smart team was going to nail it. And they struggled and ultimately faltered.
If people wanted to find out more about you, where can they go? So it's your chance to share websites and social media, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so the easiest, so my name's Kent Lewis. So if you just add a J in between for my middle initial, kentjlewis.com has everything you'd need, links to my LinkedIn profile, which is easy to find. Just Kent Lewis and Anvil. My old agency was called Anvil Media. And it's still a live website. The acquired agency kept it live, and it's still got a lot of great free information on digital marketing and a lot of my articles. But my my personal website has a lot of information about my speaking and writing, and my Twitter and other social handles. So that's a great place to find me.
Thanks so much for being a guest on the show. Feel free to subscribe, share the show, leave a review wherever you are listening into your podcasts.